Welcome to Brand by Design with your host, certified BG5 business consultant, myself, Ashley Branna Eve. The goal of this podcast is to help you create a clear, consistent, creative, personal brand to help you stand out and get paid for what you are best at. If you are ready to leverage your unique expertise and build a highly profitable, personally fulfilling business, this is the place. Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, everybody. As always, I know I always kick it off saying this, but it's really important for me to let you know that I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. I still cannot wrap my head around that people care about what I have to say. So thank you for being here and thank you for sharing the podcast, tagging me on Instagram. I really, truly appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. All right, so let's jump into this podcast today. I am taking a bit of a day off between my multiple businesses, running a sanctuary, running a farm, and just being human. I have to admit, I am exhausted. So I'm doing an adult date day today. And I'm sure my community members with kids or multiple businesses or just busy lives can relate. My husband and I are doing an adult date day. And I'm not going to lie, I plan on sleeping. You have to DM me and let me know if you can relate to this. Am I the only one? Because I honestly plan on sleeping throughout the day. Maybe that makes me a horrible wife. I don't know. But let me tell you, we have been so busy with the multiple businesses and with the chicken business, the chicken breeding business. I've been applying all I know and all I teach and all I implement myself in regards to branding and marketing for that business, which is fantastic. And it's also blown up a lot faster than we could have ever expected. So there is that double-edged sword, of course, right? When our businesses blow up unexpectedly, it comes with a lot of admin, it comes with a lot of investment of time and energy. So, you know, it's a pleasure. It's an honor. I'm so excited to be also serving people in a different way. I love seeing kids light up when they pick up their chicks. And, you know, this fourth line needs a day as much as you can when you're also a farmer, because, you know, the animals don't care about that. So today's episode was inspired by the upcoming Keys to Cash 2.0. We had record-breaking numbers that signed up for the original Keys to Cash, and I am bringing you an updated, expanded version, and it's going to be 3 months long. Only held within the BG5 Business Bundle membership, which means you get access today to over $5,000 worth of content and Keys to Cash 2.0 for only $55 today. It's $55 a month, minimum 3 month commitment. But let me tell you, there's enough content in there to keep you busy for the next couple of years if you're actually implementing it and not just consuming it. And I'm continually adding to the membership as well. So in April, you're going to be receiving the Keys to Cash 2.0. It's a new module every week. Month one is mindset. Month two is somatics and going into the body. And month three is all about BG5. Yes, month three is about BG5. And it's because I believe you need, and I rarely say need, you need the right mindset to be able to apply BG5 in an empowered way rather than in a restrictive way. And I also believe in month two that a lot of the time we need to make space in the body and make space in our soul for the abundance that's coming. And often we are so jammed up with stress, money stories, restrictions, tightness in the body that is quite literally mimicking a consistent stress response that no matter what you learn about BG5, it's not going to land. It's not going to be actually embodied. It's going to be just in your mind. And then you're going to be wondering why you can't apply it. And polyvagal theory actually supports my approach with this, having month two with going into the body, because polyvagal theory is saying that when you have tightness in the body, so stress, for example, we tend to hunch forward, right? We protect our innards. We protect our sensitive belly when we're stressed. It's a natural response, which means your shoulders, your traps get tight, your belly shortens, so it brings your rib cage closer to your hip bones. And your back lengthens. That also tightens your hip flexors. And from this restricted place, polyvagal theory is saying you actually cut off communication of the vagal nerve, which means you cut off that mind-body connection. So I want to help you in month two of Keys to Cash 2.0 restore that mind-body connection so what you learn can actually make its way into the body. And I'll go into more details of that within my upcoming Keys to Cash podcast, but also within Keys to Cash, which again is going to be held exclusively in the BG5 Business Bundle membership. And you might be asking, like, why is it going to be held in there? And I could very easily have sold this for over $599 as a standalone course. Yet for me, my main focus in 2024 is building out a space that is affordable for everyone, no matter their price point, and also makes sense for people that are further along in their business. However, maybe don't desire that one-on-one support. They just want to drop in, grab a couple nuggets, and apply it to their business. I wanted to create a space where no matter where you are in business, it supports you in expanding more, expanding the foundations, expanding the strategy, expanding your capacity to earn more and make more money doing what you're best at. And so to stay in alignment with that value for 2024, it only made sense that the Keys to Cash was held within the membership. So I will drop a link for the membership in the show notes, and I welcome you into that space if you are being called. I have to admit, for a membership with well over 115 members, it is the most chill space, unproblematic space. I will admit, I was always nervous about making a space with the intention of creating it to serve thousands, because I've just seen communities devolve and I've seen the strain on businesses on the back end from that. And, you know, shout out to the BG5 Business Bundle membership members and community members, because y'all make my job easy and y'all make it so exciting to wake up in the morning and serve you in that space. So thank you for being there. It's honestly a joy and a pleasure. And you have proved me wrong about creating spaces where we can serve thousands. So thank you for going against, you know, statistics. All right, let's dive into what I wanted to talk about in this episode, which is the three main things you need to nail to scale a profitable business by design. Now, if you've been in my world for any length of time, you know I'm a big believer in strategy and energy. I think it is one of the most dangerous things in the online space to tell people that it's either all strategy or just calibrate to people, just get around people that are in the right vibe, just get around people that are making more than you and be in the energy of, like, just be in alignment with your design and money will come. I don't believe either end of that spectrum is true. I believe what we need to do, and this is on an individual level, is find our gray zone, because the amount of strategy you are applying to your business will change based on your desired goals within your business. I have some clients that are fully automated within their brand and business, and other clients who are more like me and have, you know, basic bitch funnels that are super easy to create in one day. I'm going to teach you that in the not Keys to Cash. I'm going to teach you that in the BG5 Business Bundle membership. I'm actually recording in real time as I create it, my basic bitch funnel, which is going to lead people into the BG5 Business Bundle membership. So I'm actually going to show you kind of a behind the scenes of creating a simple funnel that sells when you sleep. And so there's clients that are like me. I don't believe in projecting my beliefs on what business should be like or needs to be like. And what I also believe to be true is being realistic of what actions you have to take based on your goals. And this is something I was saying. We just kicked off another round of the Brand by Design Mastermind. I think this is round 4 or 5 now. I'm so excited to serve in there. And one of the things I said when we kicked it off is, look, I'm here to support you in what needs to be done to create the business you desire, to hit the goals you desire to hit. And someone that comes to me and says, Ashley, I'm looking to hit 7 figures this year. How I support them and how I consult and as a consultant within their business, within the Brand by Design Mastermind, is going to be very different from someone that says, you know, it's fine if it takes 10 years. You know, this year, my goal is simply to get more visible online and the income will be a byproduct of that. How I support those two people are very different. And what you need to be aware of and what I need to be aware of as your coach and consultant is, well, what are the end goals? What are you working backwards from? If we get rid of the stories, if we get rid of why you can't, why it's bad, et cetera, what are you working backwards from? So when we're looking at these three pieces, the extent of what you need to do within that and the extent of how you approach it does depend on your individual business and does depend on your individual goals. There is no paintbrush. There is no chalkboard in the sky saying this is the way. And I find in a culture of people trying to go viral online with catchphrases like projectors are not here to work, which goes viral when you say things like that, or second lines are the hermit, things like that go viral, yet it's trying to encompass millions and millions of people that are much more than being a projector, much more than being a second line, much more than being a manifester, much more than being a fifth line, trying to paintbrush stroke, chalkboard in the sky. This is the one rule. This is how you can hit seven figures. This is how you can build a sustainable and scalable business without ever asking, well, what does sustainable and scalable mean to you? Because what sustainable and scalable means to you, what scaling means to you is going to be very different than the person next to you, potentially. So I want you to just take that lens as you go through and also recognize the stories of the not self, which are saying, oh, you know, I'm just doing it for fun. I don't care how much I make. But really the story below that or the identity below that is I'm afraid to fail or I'm afraid of visibility or I'm afraid of what people will say. I'm afraid of cancel culture. So it's not that you truly just desire to have fun and see how it goes. It's actually your limiting beliefs that are driving those decisions. And it really requires a CEO mindset and being the observer of our own thoughts from a little bit of a detached place, or have a coach like me to call you out on it to see that as well. Because often what we believe are our true goals are actually conditioning and not self stories driving the bus rather than true alignment and true desires. And when we can get back in touch with our true desires, then, which includes money, because I believe good people do great things with more money, when we can get back in touch with our true desires unapologetically and authentically, then we can start being realistic about, okay, perfect. This is what you want. Unapologetically, let's build it out for you. And that's how I believe in serving people. The Brand by Design Mastermind has turned into a rolling mastermind. And so even though we started yesterday, you can join if you desire. You can be anywhere in business. I have clients that are just starting out and I have clients that have seven-figure businesses per year that are in and have been in the Brand by Design Mastermind. So it doesn't matter where you are. I always say I serve a mindset, not a place in business. And the mindset I serve are badasses that will do what it takes to reach their goals. Reach their goals, not my goals, not what I project on you, not what I project you should do, and have a growth mindset. So really willing to get their hands dirty, apply the strategy, and get going. I am not your tugboat. I'm not going to force you to get results. I'm not going to feed into your stories. I am very no bullshit. I'm very blunt. I'm very to the point. I'm going to tell you what you need to do to get to your goals and give you the strategy for it and support you in it, but you have to go out and apply it. I'm not pulling your ass to shore. I am the lighthouse. All right, so number one in building a brand and business by design is authenticity. And authenticity, I could go in a lot of directions with this. The first thing I want to say is when we look at a body graph, your strengths are what is defined on your body graph. Now, we have all these mental stories on why we can't be ourselves. We have all these mental stories on why we can't go for our goals, just like I was saying, right? Why not us? Why it can work for other people, but not for someone like us. We have all these stories on how we have to and why we have to shore up our weaknesses rather than leverage our strengths. So one of the major things with working with my clients is first and foremost, helping them leverage their strengths in business before we even worry about selling through the openness. And when you join me in Brand by Design, the Mastermind, you actually get access to Brand by Design 101, which is my foundational brand building course. It is now only available as part of the Mastermind because I am always looking to how to streamline my business. And therefore, in month one of the content you receive, that's a $1,000 course you get included in the Mastermind. The month one is all about leveraging your strengths.
I believe in showing up authentically as ourselves, the number one thing we have to do is accept our limitations, which means we have certain strengths and we don't have other strengths, and work within those limitations for transcendence. This is something I was talking about with the Brand by Design Mastermind clients and community yesterday, because we kicked off on the eclipse, which was not intentional at all. And gate 60 and gate 42 are both activated for the start date of the mastermind. And how does this apply? Well, gate 60 is the acceptance of limitation being the first step in transcendence. And gate 42 is the expansion of resources which maximize the development of full potential. And I said to my clients in the mastermind, I said, what a beautiful way to kick off this mastermind, because gate 60 is part of what is called the format channels, and so is gate 42. And we're starting with two very powerful format channel gates. And what they're showing is when you accept your limitations, and limitations can also be the limitations of your brand. You cannot serve everyone. I'm sorry, guys. If you're trying to serve everyone, your brand is not going to last. Your business will not last. So acceptance of limitations with gate 60 of what your brand is for, who your brand is for, what your mission is, what your values are, who you serve within it, but also your limitations within yourself. When you accept your limitations, these are my strengths. What is defined in me is my strengths. What is open within me is my wisdom, as long as I'm not in the not self. And I don't have to shore up my weaknesses. I don't have to try and be something I'm not. In fact, people want me to be exactly who I am. When you accept those limitations through gate 60, not only is that the first step of transcendence, but it allows us to work with gate 42, which is expansion of resources to maximize your full potential. And that includes profit potential. That includes not just in life and being authentically yourself, but also the full potential of your bank account, money on the material plane. But to hit that increase with gate 42, gate 42 is increase. To hit that increase, you must first accept your limitations. And for me, authenticity within your brand and business is accepting the limitations of who you are, what your voice is, what your passion is, what your purpose is, who you're here to serve, and not just accepting it, but nailing it. And, you know, I've seen over the years a lot of people, and I've been in circles prior to becoming conscious of what was happening, where people are saying, you don't need a niche, you don't need to speak about one specific thing, you don't need to do any of that. Yet their entire brand, business, marketing, and copywriting is so dialed in and specific that they're not actually in integrity with what they're saying. And they may believe that other people don't need to do that, but they do, or they just enjoy doing that, but other people don't need to do that. However, what I've witnessed, not just in studying strategy and business, but also running very successful businesses on and offline, is those that are dialed in, not just to their authentic voice, but the limitations within that and the limitations within their brand are the ones that stand out, even if it appears that they're not dialed in, even if it appears that they don't have a niche. And I want to tell you a story about authenticity as well that you've probably heard if you've been here for a while, especially in my programs, because I've told this story in my programs. And it's around authenticity. It's around being your authentic self and how magnetic that is and how it draws people to you. And it was when I was in university, and as part of my undergrad in psychology, I had to take some sociology classes, and it was like sociology 101 or something. And it was all over campus that you had to take your sociology class with this one instructor. And I can't remember her name, and I wouldn't call her out anyway, but I can see her clear as day in my mind's eye. I am very visual now. I wasn't always. And so everyone was saying, you have to go into this instructor's class. And I had started out in another professor's class. And he was so monotone, so boring. And he just read from the textbook, just blurted it out. There was no storytelling. There was no magnetism. There was no sign that he even cared. It just seemed like he was going through the paces, and that was that. And in comparison, there was a professor in Sociology 101 who was known across the entire campus as the person to take the classes with, to take sociology with. And this woman had long raven black hair. She kind of, you know, looking back, how I remember her is almost looking a bit like Angelina Jolie. And she would come into the class and she would swing open the door and she'd always have these long coats on and she'd pull the coat off and she'd say, "This weekend at the strip club." And that is how she would start every class, was with a story. And she was such a magnetic storyteller. And she would weave in aspects of her life and use analogies and comparisons to what she's been through to help us integrate the information and also hold our attention. And wouldn't you believe it? Not only were people knocking down the doors to get into her classes, transferring out of the other guy's class into hers, but the class grades were higher and attendance was through the roof because people were engaged and you remembered what she said and you sought her out for classes in subsequent years. And this is the difference, guys. You know, when I talk about authenticity, an example I use with my clients very often to help them tap into this is imagine the you when you're out with your friends at lunch or dinner and you've maybe had a glass of wine and you're just letting loose and you're so excited to tell them about what's been going on in your life and can't wait to tell them about like the new hot yoga pants you found or the new hot yoga studio or whatever, right? You just cannot wait to sell them on someone else's shit and catch them up on the stories of your life. And there's a magnetism about you when you're at that table that's very different than the you and your PJs with like zit cream on your face. Funny story, I took a call the other day with like zit patches on my face that I forgot were there. If that's not authentic, I don't know what is. And the you, right, that's got your hair in a messy bun, not there's anything wrong with messy buns. Let's not take this as anything other than it is. In your PJs, zit cream on your face, and being like, fuck, I don't want to do anything, but I have to. So I guess I'll like go on stories. There's a very big difference between those two versions of self. And, you know, there's a big reason as well why I show up in my brand with my hair done, in terms of like Ashley, what that means for me, with the makeup on that I love to wear, dressed how I love to dress when I'm going out. And it's because it allows me to really drop into not just authentic Ashley, because Ashley and PJs lazing around with zit cream is also authentic Ashley, but that magnetic Ashley that can captivate a crowd and captivate people's attention through her storytelling and through just her authentic voice and energy. So when I talk about authenticity as well, a piece of authenticity is also tapping into that version of self that is the magnetic storyteller, is speaking their authentic truth without filtering, without worrying about cancel culture. Because at that dinner table with your friends, you're not worried about your friends canceling you because of your new favorite food or restaurant or yoga studio. You're just being you. And I really believe that every brand needs to rest on this authenticity, because the other pillars I'm going to talk about today, which are selling through your openness and copywriting, do not work to the potential that they can if you're not being you. And I really believe people like us, even if it did work short term, we will blow up our business and start over again and again and again, because it's not actually a reflection of what we're best at and what we want to serve other people in. And I don't believe that your business has to necessarily be your purpose. I do believe it has to be something that we desire to serve people within and speaking from an authentic place. So with authenticity, number one is aligning with your strengths. So that is everything that is defined in your body graphs, and leveraging the wisdom of your openness instead of trying to live there, right? When we are in the not self, when we are trying to shore up our weaknesses, we're living through our openness, trying to make our openness our strength. Your openness is your wisdom. It still exists. When we look at the Chinese I Ching and its application of the human design system, each gate is a piece of our DNA codon. The Chinese I Ching actually mapped out the DNA codon before DNA, in terms of science, existed. And therefore, we pull it over, and that's that DNA aspect in regards to human design and gene keys is the Chinese I Ching. Therefore, you have all 64 gates. It's not like you're missing something. It's the unique expression of you and how the energy flows through you. Is it wisdom or is it a strength? Is it something that's consistent within you because it's defined? Or is it something that you've gone to school within because it's undefined? And through amplifying other people's energy, you've gained like a depth and breadth of wisdom there that someone with definition just can't truly access in the same way. A natural follow-along of leveraging your strengths is leveraging your voice. And I have a podcast episode all about that on how to leverage your voice in your brand and business. Now, I want to make a note here because I believe it was misconstrued in many ways, that episode. If we're talking about using your voice in terms of authenticity, that means speaking authentically you and not saying, okay, because I have this gate defined, I can only speak in this way. The idea of leveraging your body graph, your success codes to build and scale a brand by design and business by design is getting in touch with your authentic voice. It's a strength of yours. If you have a certain gate in your throat activated, that is a strength. That's something that's consistent. The problem is many people have been living through their openness in terms of trying to make their openness their strengths, trying to shore up their weaknesses for so long that it's just been covered up. So one of the things that Ra was very adamant about, which I agree with, is human design is not your authority. And as soon as we say, I can only speak like this because human design tells me to, that's when you are making human design your authority. How I tend to use the voices of the throat with my clients is those clients that are already showing up authentically, are already seeing results, are starting to nail their strengths and selling through their openness. And we start to refine with the voice and we look at marketing or copywriting for an upcoming launch or their content and look at it through the lens of, okay, where can we refine this? Where can we tweak it? Where can we really amplify what you're saying here? And we refine with human design. We do not define with human design or BG5. So I would just say, as you're going through this, it's really important that you're not now making human design your authority. Something I say with my clients often to just remind them of this is, what if you woke up tomorrow and your mom or dad sends you a message and says, oh crap, you know, I told you your birth time was 1:21 a.m., but it was actually 3:45 a.m. And so you input it into the software and it's a totally different design. I mean, for the first, I'd say 6 months of my journey into human design, I believed I had an undefined ego. And an undefined ego versus a defined ego is a very different operation of that energy. And why did I feel or believe that I had an undefined ego? Well, if you put in my birth information with Windsor, Canada, into the software, there's actually three different Windsors in Canada. And Windsor, Ontario, Canada is not the first one. If you just put Windsor, Canada and hit enter, it does not populate Windsor, Ontario, Canada. I believe it populates Quebec. And it changed my body graph by one gate, which was enough to make my defined ego undefined. So when we're looking at authenticity and showing up authentically, I want you to come back to this place of, okay, if tomorrow I woke up and everything I knew to be true about human design was incorrect, would I still be me? Would I still be doing what I'm doing? Would I still be speaking how I speak? And that's how, or one way you can know that you are leveraging human design from a place of power rather than from a place of restriction. Another thing I want to say with authenticity is often I'll have clients that come to me and say, you know, I'm nervous about speaking and that's why it comes off really, you know, kind of like that monotone professor doesn't even want to be there energy. And I don't use this as an excuse. I don't allow this to be used as an excuse in my containers either. Why? Because we're CEOs and CEOs are not looking at something so necessary like knowing how to speak and command attention to just be like, I'm too scared, or I can't do that, or I'm not good at that. Number one, I want to say, when I first started out in business, I would be in a full-blown sweat to the point my fake eyelashes, I don't even wear fake eyelashes anymore, so you can tell this is a long time ago, my fake eyelashes would fall off and I literally like have paper towels under my armpits because I was sweating so bad. And I just looked at it as like, all right, you're on, like lights, camera, action, go. And if you mess up, who gives a shit? And my podcast has created and generated over multiple six figures in my brand so far, and I barely edit it. Even back in the day when I was stumbling over my words and I wasn't the best speaker, I just hit record and I spoke. And that's a muscle. Public speaking is a muscle that you develop. No one is born a magnetic public speaker. Everyone by nature, I believe, is going to have some sort of fear when they start public speaking. And that's what you're doing in your personal brand when you go live, you're public speaking. Therefore, if it's a muscle we can develop and it's a skill that you can develop, the CEO is looking at it as, okay, instead of agreeing with this bullshit identity that doesn't serve me, doesn't serve my bank account, and doesn't serve my brand of, oh, I'm too nervous, you know, I come across really nervous or shaky because like I am, I'm new to this. That's all bullshit. Having the identity of I'm new to business, so I can't do this, or I'm new to business, so it's okay that I'm shitting the bed within this. That's not a CEO, and that's an identity that's actually going to keep your business stuck. It's going to keep you in the identity of being new to business, so accepting things that you can actually start developing now. And that probably is controversial to say these days because, you know, well, being blunt is controversial these days. But it's true. So if we flip this to being the CEO, how can you show up more authentically and today begin to develop your speaking voice and abilities and skills within public speaking? Well, one of the things I always recommend my clients to do is look up Lisa Nichols. She has a lot of free content on YouTube. She also has a course in regards to public speaking and being a better speaker. She will change your life. A lot of her videos around storytelling are required watches in my content. I refer people out to her because I'm not a teacher on public speaking. That's not my role. That's not my job in my business. So I refer out. I know my strengths. I understand my strengths. I no longer try to be and do it all. I surround myself with a network of other geniuses and I refer my clients out to them. So Lisa Nichols is someone I consistently refer out to, and I start my clients out with her free challenges. She just had one, and her free content on YouTube. So you can check her out there. Another thing I've done for clients that are looking to really expand their public speaking abilities and expand their business in hosting events and speaking on stages is to go to acting classes, to go to improv classes, and to begin building that skill of being in front of people and being okay messing up in front of people, being okay stumbling in front of people, being okay practicing those skills in front of people. So that is something else you can do, is sign up in your city for public speaking classes, for acting classes, or for improv classes, and really start leveraging those skills and developing those skills, because no one is born with that. Just like no one's born being a fantastic copywriter, they just practice over and over and over and over again. You know, there's people that go to school for sure. I'm self-taught within it and studied with leaders, but it's a skill that you develop. And I firmly believe that when we shift our identity, we all have the ability to be powerful public speakers. So when we're looking at authenticity and the extension of that of speaking within your brand, that's what I would recommend as well. If you find yourself nervous or unsure of how to magnetically speak in front of people and command attention, sign up for acting classes, improv classes, get out there and start building that skill, because it is a required skill. You know, when we're looking at building and scaling a brand, authenticity and showing up authentically will only go so far as your ability to captivate attention, command attention, and hold attention. If you can't captivate, command, and hold, you're going to struggle to grow your business, because you can captivate attention, but if you can't command that intention and hold that attention, people eventually get bored. You know, you might have a couple viral posts, you might have a couple carousels that people are like, oh, this is great, it's relevant to me. And yet, because you can't hold attention, they go off and find someone else. And the reality of this, my friends, is there are thousands of people, whether you want to admit it or not, doing exactly what you do, maybe even more. There's probably millions of people within, say, the health and fitness field or the coaching fields. When we look at holding attention, it also requires you to really leverage your unfair advantage and stand out. And I really believe when we are being authentically ourselves, that is the best way to stand out in a field. It's the best way to stand out in the news feed because there's no one like you. There's no one that can do it like you. There's no one that can say it like you. There's no one that can activate other people like you. So authenticity is number one. Now, number two is selling through your openness. And when a lot of people think of Keys to Cash, my money course, again, running in BG5, the business membership, when people think of Keys to Cash or selling through your openness or making money by design, a lot of people automatically think selling, but a large part of that, even in the BG5 certifications and the profit potential certifications, is positioning. They don't call it positioning. I call it positioning when I teach my clients in my Brand by Design Mastermind, but it's positioning. You have to position yourself correctly first, and that's a whole different animal. I have a lot of episodes on that, and I can help you, serve you, and guide you in that in the Brand by Design Mastermind. So what we're looking at today is selling through your openness, but I just want you to keep in mind that to effectively sell, you need to be authentic, to be you, so that you can captivate, command, and hold attention, and you need to position yourself correctly within business so that people can see you how they're meant to see you, and then we can sell through your openness. And selling through your openness essentially means that you attract what activates you. So you've gone to school in life through your open centers, and through that wisdom, you have the ability to guide those that are defined where you are open to the correct use of their energy. And one of the things I say all the time to clients is just because someone has something defined does not mean they are using it correctly. I mean, look at all the generators and manifesting generators in the world. Ra Uruhu called the great quitters because they are the yes men, the yes women. They're getting into a bunch of things that they didn't have energy for in the first place. And then they're quitting because they didn't have energy for it in the first place. It wasn't correct for them in the first place. So they have that defined sacral. Now, if we look at it through the mechanics of the body graph, the undefined sacral not self is never knowing when enough is enough. That's something that we hear all the time, right? The undefined sacral is always burning out because they don't know when enough is enough. Well, the issue with the generators and manifesting generators is they do know when enough is enough. And because so many are operating through the not self, they're getting into the wrong things. They know when enough is enough, so they're quitting. Now, we can have the undefined sacral come in, and through their wisdom, they can help the generator and manifesting generator stop quitting, which means they can help the generator and manifesting generator get into the right things from the beginning, so that they can stop quitting, so that they can stop pivoting. And I see this all the time with manifesting generators, especially online. Yes, I am calling you out, manifesting generators. Oh, it's normal for me to have all these ideas and for me to be constantly changing and pivoting and launching 75 things and da-da-da-da-da because I'm a manifesting generator. No, that is the incorrect use of your sacral energy. And I've had a lot of pushback on that over the years. And those same people that have given me pushback about that have ended up hiring me to fix their business for them because they were burned out from being on the hamster wheel of launching 75 ideas every single month. So I've seen this play out. And even those people that push back eventually come around. They're like, holy shit, I'm burned out. I'm exhausted. I hate my business. I'm about to burn it all down. Looks like that actually was not correct use of my energy. So with selling through your openness, keep in mind you've gained wisdom through your openness, and that allows you to serve people that are defined there. Now, I'm going to give you a story about how I was creating resistance in my personal training business when I was in the health and fitness field. I have a defined splenic center, and when I was in the health and fitness field, I would constantly try to sell. Stop holding on to these diets that don't serve. Stop holding on to these ways of training that don't serve, and do things in a sustainable way. Well, the problem is let go of things that no longer serve is the selling domain of the undefined splenic center. So while I made sales, it was always so much harder than it needed to be. And this is even more important, it very rarely landed with people. So I have projected channels within my body graph, even as a generator. And so I need to be really invited to share that wisdom and be seen for that wisdom. It's the same energy as a projector. And it just wasn't landing. It just wouldn't land because I would be trying to tell people, let go of this. It doesn't serve you. It is making you unhealthy. And it was never how I was meant to sell. That could be a very effective selling tactic and marketing strategy for an undefined splenic center, which is stop holding on to things that no longer serve you. Let go of that. And of course, it's more nuanced based on the overall design. However, that could be a very basic bitch way of saying how an undefined splenic center could sell. Now, as well, when I, in my brand, so there was a period in my brand where I would see, and this brand, Brand by Design and Elite Human Design Consulting, there was a period within my brand where I could very clearly see everything that was wrong with the coaching space. I could very clearly see it. And I would always share my judgments on that. I have the channel of judgment. I would always share my channel of judgments, and try to correct those patterns. And try to correct the patterns from a view of stop doing this. It doesn't serve you. Let go of this. It doesn't serve you, right? Still the domain of the undefined splenic center, and I still have a defined splenic center. It never landed. If anything, it just always caused controversy for me because my projected channels, I wasn't invited to share that. And I have a very like rough around the edges design, very logical design, very no bullshit design, a little bit of shock in my design. And so it just didn't land for people because I was trying to sell through definition, through my defined splenic center. So when I shifted my message to clarity and helping people gain clarity on making money, doing what they're best at, that sold. And it sells like hotcakes. And my business continually grows with that marketing perspective as a 4-6. Bringing in the 4-6 profile is critical. That's my strength. That's how I'm meant to be seen. I always focus on the profile as the number one place for positioning. And you guys will learn that if you join us in the Brand by Design Mastermind, because you gain access to my brand foundational course. But it's always gain clarity. This is my effective marketing. Gain clarity on leveraging your unique genius in your business. Gain clarity on what that unique genius is so that you can get paid for what you are best at. That is the domain of the undefined solar plexus or open solar plexus. And it 100% of the time lands. But every time I slide over into quit doing this, even if it does sell, it's with the wrong people. And even if that message does land of quit doing this because it no longer serves through my defined splenic center, it's even if it does sell, it's the wrong people in the sense of they usually have a lot of complaints about the coaching industry. And I firmly believe that anyone that's speaking to someone that has a lot of complaints about the coaching industry, or every time they fail, it's someone else's fault. You're just setting your business up for failure, and you're setting yourself up for failure because someone that's always the victim too, coaches, outside forces, the external world, and they're not taking responsibility for their results and actions, is not someone, in my opinion, that is going to be a qualified client. Number three is copywriting. Now, copywriting is a skill. No one is born an effective copywriter. And one of the things I say all the time with copywriting is it's not about necessarily just following templates. I'm not a huge fan of templates, although I feel they can be really effective for those that are brand new to it. And that was me when I first started out online. I knew a lot about branding from building brick and mortar businesses. One of my business partners, she mentored me in regards to that. She was an epic businesswoman. She went to school for it and she studied branding. So she taught me a lot about what I know about branding and the brand being you. However, I never really knew how to write. I was building my business through networking, through people taking my classes. So I never really actually had to write things until I came into the online space. And, you know, say what you will about network marketing. I started out in Beachbody and it was the best thing to happen to me because the uplines that I had were big on templates, big on copywriting templates. They never called it copywriting, but they would call it like content templates. And I would do those to a T. Now, they were cringeworthy, and I look back on them, and they were cringeworthy AF. However, they started to build that muscle of understanding how to structure things, understanding how to speak, understanding hooks, and understanding frameworks to get a message across effectively, to the point where I practiced them so much that it just became how I would think. And of course, during that time and through the last 5 years as well, I've also been studying and working alongside copywriters and marketers and learning from them and soaking up all the knowledge they have. So I've also been extending my craft that way. However, legitimately started with me just like cringeworthy following copywriting, copy paste templates, to be honest. So there is a place for that in the beginning. And copywriting is a skill. I wrote thousands of posts. I committed, and if you're newer to business, I ask you to do this. I committed to writing a minimum of one post a day, and not just writing, not just saying what was on my mind, not just putting something out there to say, but I created content. What are you talking about? I showed up. But effective copywriting. I committed to at least once a day writing one piece of content that was true copywriting, that was true marketing, that was truly in a framework that moved people somewhere within the business. And so I extend that to you as well. If you are especially newer to business or newer to actually writing effectively and communicating effectively, commit to once a day writing a piece of something, a blog, a caption that is more than just, oh, I had to do this, so I'm just gonna do it. Like I had to do it, Ashley told me to do it, so I'm just gonna fucking do it. Everything you put out in the universe is copywriting and marketing. Everything you put out into the universe is a representation of your brand. Do you want it to represent like, well, I just did this because I had to, so I threw something together in 2 seconds? Or do you want to represent the attention and care that you also bring to your offers? And that is a judgment people are making right off the bat. And I want to make a little bit of a note here because there are people that I greatly admire in the online space who a big part of their brand has been creating posts in like a couple minutes. And just like getting these out, like, no, I don't plan it. I don't do days of writing content. Like it just like on the spot, I'm able to pump out these posts in a couple minutes. They are able to do that because of, and if you pay attention to their history, because of the lengthy experience they have copywriting and studying copywriting and practicing being authentically them, speaking their true voice, and then refining it with the tools. Learning how to develop the skills of speaking how they desire to speak and how they desire to be seen, positioning themselves how they desire to be seen, and also backing themselves in the potential fallback from that or the pushback from that of the cancel culture mob and being like, no, this is my voice. This is my brand. I'm backing myself and continuing to back themselves. And it is true copywriting. Nothing, even in those brands that are saying, I just create on the fly, nothing is by accident. It is all intentional writing and posting and marketing towards a grander vision or moving people, for example, towards a launch. So there is truly no one that is successful online that's just like, I just post whatever I want. And, you know, it just is what it is and it converts. It's very, very rare. And I would say, you know, there was a mentor I had along the way that said that very frequently. And then later she admitted, well, I didn't even realize the extent of what copywriting just became a part of my being. So yeah, I was just speaking what was on my mind, but I didn't realize that it was so effective because effective copywriting and effective marketing was just a part of who I was because I had been in business so long. So copywriting is a skill to develop. I did in 2023 have the Copy That Sells membership. It was one of my favorite things I ever launched, although I will never in a membership have so much live and instant attention from me again. It was just, I loved the space. It was just a lot in terms of having that, which almost had like a mastermind type feel for, I think it was like $80 a month. plus masterminds running and courses running and one-on-one, I was burned out AF at the end of 2023. I learned a hard lesson on the business model that serves me best. So if you are in the BG5 Business Bundle membership, it is self-paced, although we have a Facebook group that I drop into. But it's overall self-paced. Keys to Cash will be pre-recorded. It's a new module that's going to drop every week for 3 months. And within this, what I'm going to do, because you have access to the Elite Human Design Strategy Portal, which is actual strategy, not BG5. It's business strategy that you can apply to the BG5 you're learning and the other courses as part of this offer. I'm going to build out a copywriting and marketing portal and have it so that you're supported in learning how to be effective copywriters and marketers. So that is going to be built out. I'm going to take a lot of the content that I had in the Copy That Sells membership, move it over to the BG5 Business Bundle membership, and continue to build it out for you guys. Because I really believe, you know, if you're being authentically you, that's the foundation of everything. And then learning how to, you know, if I was going to redo this podcast, I'd probably do number two would be positioning yourself powerfully. That's why in Brand by Design, the Mastermind, and Brand by Design 101, powerful positioning is step one. But nevertheless, I have a lot of podcast episodes on that. So number one is authenticity. Number two is selling through your openness. But the problem is just being yourself online is not enough to actually connect with relevant people that are also qualified for the transformation you serve and you sell. It's not enough. And a lot of people are just being authentically them online. And because they don't understand selling through their openness and copywriting, they're everyone's best friend. You might get a lot of engagement on your posts. You might get a lot of messages, a lot of friendships you're developing, but people are not converting. In fact, those people are going and finding someone else in your niche and hiring them because people love to buy. People love to buy. They don't really love being necessarily hard sold to, but people love to buy. So when you're being authentic in your brand, selling through your openness, which is how you're meant to sell, and understanding effective copywriting, at that point, my friends, it's no longer a hard sell. You're storytelling, you're connecting with relevant people. And then based on that, you're offering them something that's going to change their lives. But a lot of people are icky around sales because they haven't mastered authenticity, selling through their openness, and copywriting. And because you don't have those three pillars into scaling your brand by design and making more money doing what you're best at, it does feel icky and it does feel like a hard sell because you have no other choice. Rather than just storytelling and inviting people into an offer that can change their lives because you understand them. All right. So that is what I have for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like I said, BG5 Business Bundle membership is kind of where it's at. Not kind of, it definitely fucking is. I am building it out to be the be all end all, honestly. And at $55 a month, it is such a no-brainer to support you and building a brand and business by design. It is self-paced. However, like I said, there's no DM support or, you know, one-on-one support in any capacity. It is self-paced. So you put yourself through it. We have a Facebook group to support you. The community is amazing, honestly amazing. And if you're desiring more support one-on-one, that would be the Brand by Design Mastermind. And I have brand VIP days. I haven't created a sales page yet because they've sold out before I've needed to. However, I am committing to getting you guys a sales page within the next week so that I can start booking calls. Probably into May will be the next availability for that. And it'll be a 4-hour one-on-one call over Zoom where we build out your brand by design. We go through all the pillars based on the BG5 template for creating a business by design. I call it business by design, but they don't call it that. I do. We're going to go through all of the BG5 pillars for building your brand by design, but actually bring in legit business strategy as well. And I think that's where a lot of people are missing that necessary ingredient. A lot of people are certified in BG5 is they're not understanding, okay, that's great. We have that information, but now how do we bring it into the brand to actually sell and scale? So those will be available probably closer to May. I'm pretty booked up in April for them and I have limited spots for them. All right, my friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please give it a screenshot and please give it a share over on Instagram. My Instagram is Ashley Brana Eve. I would love to connect with you over there. And I also have a YouTube channel. I'll drop the link for the YouTube channel in the show notes. It's one of my main hangout places now. I really love and value YouTube for building and scaling a brand. So YouTube is another place you can hang out with me. And I'll catch you in the next one, my friends. I hope you enjoy your day, and I hope you had a wonderful eclipse experience yesterday. Bye, guys.